Just 2 days before they arrived in the United States, Ai Cha and his family were living in a refugee camp on the Thai-Burmese border. They are now in New York State after a series of firsts. First stay in a hotel room. First trip on an airplane. And now, first time in a Western country. They do not speak English, have little experience with life in a developed nation, and have arrived with little more than the clothes on their backs. As ethnic Karen, a minority group in Burma, Ai Cha and his family have spent most of their lives in the same rural village.
What do you want me to do? Do I talk with somebody from the airport?
Daniel Cribb knows this new environment is a stark contrast to what they have fled. He also is Karen and works for the Mohawk Valley Refugee Resource Center in Utica, New York. It is the organization that will help Ai Cha and his family through most of their resettlement.
Right. Let's go. They were the very simple people that live, daily. They do rice farming, growing rice. And, their homes were attacked by the Burmese military. They were just living peacefully there, and they were attacked, so in fear of their lives.
Ai Cha and his family are part of the growing population of Burmese Karen who now call Utica home. In August, the Mohawk Valley Refugee Resource Center resettled 119 Burmese, mostly Karen. By next summer, the center expects to settle more than 1,000 more.
The Karen community in Utica is second largest in the U.S., which is behind the Minnesota, St. Paul. So, I think this is a good place, for these new arrivals.
Within a year, if all goes well, Ai Cha and his family will have jobs, money, food, and a place to live. But being here for the first time, far away from Burma and the village life they knew, is difficult.
Being here is also very new for them. Everything is the country, the language, everything is so new for them. So basically, I feel like it's my responsibility, it's my duty to help them out.
Settling into their new lives begins at home. Refugee Resource Center Director Peter Vogelaar says many Karen who come to Utica are reunited with extended family members.
The extended family structure helps to create an environment of support, mutual assistance, that leads them towards a more successful integration experience and towards more success.
The classroom is the next step in the integration process.
If you go to the store to buy something...
English lessons at the Refugee Resource Center can last for months, even years.
I'm going to be your case coordinator.
The center also helps provide the refugees with many of their needs, health care, employment, and housing. But even with some language skills and assistance, it can be a daunting transition. Ai Cha's wife, Pui Pa, is accustomed to providing food and other needs for her family. As the family makes its way from the airport to a new home in Utica, she is full of questions for Crip.
How am I going to go to the, find food, buy food, these simple things. I think, they do know that, there's going to be, some challenge, greater challenges that they're going to face ahead.
Ai Cha and his family will not face them alone. They will have the support of a growing community of people, just like themselves, who have fled oppression in Burma. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Utica, New York.